Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number 2 of the Rob Brown Show, not hosted by Rob Brown. I am Dan Scott. Good to have you with us. First day of an entire week of me polluting the airwaves here while Rob is off on vacation. And hope you enjoyed a good first hour with Dave Sims, among others. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Hall of Fame broadcaster Marty Brenneman will be with us and Furman University basketball coach Bob Ritchie. Can you believe it? Here we are just going into week 5 of college football season. And college basketball practice officially opens tomorrow afternoon. And Bob Ritchie, who has done such a marvelous job here at Furman, will be with us during tomorrow's show as well. He, Marty Brenneman, among others. Right now, we're going back to the guest line and welcoming a guy who not only is just a national treasure for his work in both college football and basketball, but around these parts, here where I am at Furman University, he is a guy whose voice will always be linked with what so far has been the pinnacle of the Furman Paladins football program, the 1988 then Division I AA National Championship. Tim Brando of Fox Sports is joining us. Tim, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Dan. Good to be with you. And that does bring back a lot of memories of the Purple Paladins in that national championship. Also, if you don't mind, please tell, when you have him on tomorrow, tell Marty Brenneman that I said hello and how much I miss him. I miss hearing Marty Brenneman. He just was a wonderful, wonderful broadcaster in every sport that he covered. And I think a lot of people associate him with the Reds, but you know, I associate him as strongly with the ACC and college basketball. And in many measures in all sports, because he was just the consummate pro and was really good to guys coming up like me during that period in the early to mid-'80s as I was cracking in doing ACC games. Marty was a stalwart at that time and just a beautiful human being. So tell him I said hello.
I'll be sure to do that. He has had an impact on a lot of people, myself included. Growing up a Reds fan, I was fortunate to listen to him, and I guess I'm dating myself now. He was the voice of the Reds for 46 years, and I listened to him for 45 of those 46. I discovered them as an 8-year-old in 1975, and it was over.
Yeah, and you know, Marty, I mean, that's he was the Reds for such a long time. But trust me when I tell you, he could have done exactly what Al Michaels did. Mm-hmm. He was certainly a network quality broadcaster from the jump, but he chose to stay in Cincinnati and he enjoyed doing ACC basketball. So he did that for a long, long time. And he wanted to enjoy life and help a lot of others. Al was only in Cincinnati a short time, worked the World Series, I think as a 27-year-old with my idol, Kurt Gowdy. And then he left for San Francisco because the Giants paycheck was really big. And he was from California anyway, so that's why he left. But Marty got there and, you know, and chose to stay. And I tell a lot of broadcasters that I had many, many people, including Mr. Gowdy, when he was alive, telling me that don't get caught up necessarily in this need to be the big national network guy. Sometimes your quality of life can be a lot better if you're the voice of a team for a long period of time. And, you know, Marty was not a homer. I mean, he was to a certain extent, but he was also really hard on the Reds. I mean, hard on the Reds. and he did allow some of his editorials to illustrate that. But I just wanted to point out that he's as good as it gets. He's comparable to any great network broadcaster that ever lived.
Yeah, I'll tell you this quick story, and then we'll move on. The very first time that I met him, I was a 20-year-old working at my hometown radio station in Williamson, West Virginia, and thought that I was on my way to New York City. And I went to a Reds game to do some interviews, and it's the first time I'd had a credential for anything other than a high school sporting event in my life. And I got there, and I was scared to death. Long story short, he took about 10 minutes with me to walk me through the process of how to go about doing the job. And then to your point, he said, since you've never done this, here are some players I would talk to, and here are some ones to stay away from.
That says it all.
Yeah, you know, it pretty much does.
He gave you his own GPS at the time. You know,
pretty much.
It was good.
Yep, 1987. I'll never forget it. Hey, let's get talking on some college football. It's been a wild start to this season so far. I'll just kind of throw that open-ended question or open-ended statement out to you and let you go for a second. But through 4 weeks, man, we've got storylines aplenty.
We do, and I think it's great for the game. The confluence of post-COVID, super seniors with the extra year of eligibility, the transfer portal has made for, I think, a tremendous amount of balance that may be shocking to some, not necessarily to me, because I've always felt like we had more parity than the national media would allow you to believe, because during the playoff era in the so-called who's in promotion by my friends over at ESPN, I thought had really dumbed down the conversation since the college football playoff began. It's almost as if we only talked about four or five teams and the same four or five teams ad nauseum. Now, I mean, you just can't do that anymore. And hopefully, you know, soon, by 25 at least, we'll have a 12-team playoff, and that'll be better for the game too. It'll make it more national in scope. People will have to be more aware of other teams that have names that aren't considered big brands. But that's what's happened here. And I think notably the loss of what had been really, I think, separating in many respects the brand names, they all had what in common? They all had quarterbacks. They all had big-time quarterbacks that helped separate them. And this year you've got a situation at Clemson, a situation at Ohio State, where it's not happening because the quarterback play is not where it's been in recent years. And even with Georgia's situation being what it is with an outstanding defense, I'm still not sure about JT Daniels. I mean, I still haven't seen him do it in a big game circumstance. And at Alabama, the reality is they lost a ton on the defensive side of the ball. And while their quarterback situation seems to be bright, we're not sure how that young man, even with his million-dollar NIL deal, we don't know how he's going to respond when pushed, you know, in a big-game environment. And we'll find that out, I think, this week because, you know, that team at Ole Miss has got arguably the best quarterback in the country and will be the first player taken in the upcoming NFL draft in Corral. So there's we're not done seeing moving and shaking in the top four or five, in my opinion. I think we're going to see more upsets moving forward.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Tim Brando from Fox Sports visiting with us here on ESPN Upstate. Dan Scott filling in for Rob Brown this week. Tim, there are a lot of doomsayers around the sport of college football, whether it's the NIL, whether it's realignment, whether it's playoff expansion. There are so many people out there nationally wringing their hands that and saying that college football is about to implode, that the sport is in trouble. You are kind of the voice in the wilderness. If anybody follows you on social media, you are 180 degrees in the other direction and not afraid to call out those people who are the doomers and gloomers.
Well, let me be upfront, okay, and get rid of the BS. All right, much of our media today, all right, and I think a lot of it stems from, let me start, Dan, by saying this to you, okay? I owe as much of my career success to having worked in Bristol, Connecticut, and worked at ESPN for 9 years as anybody, okay? But what we have in today's media, and especially those that are coming up in the media, is a belief that all of sports media is centered around one entity. And God forbid, you know, I piss off ESPN. we can't upset them because they control all of college football. Well, they don't. They don't. And they control much of it. They've done a lot for it. I don't believe there's an entity that's done more for college football than ESPN, and I'm part of it. You know, I was the first host of College Game Day. There's a whole generation of fans that don't know that, but I was. And I, as I said, I wouldn't be where I am today without it. But now, you know, they have so much property, they have so much volume, and I think there are people out there that believe that some of what's going on means that moving towards the future, more than just ESPN might be involved in the future of college football. And what's wrong with that? You know, what's wrong with more diversity in network coverage of college football? To this point, you know, and I worked at CBS too, which was also great for me. I wouldn't be where I am today without the 18 years I spent there. But, I mean, they had the 3:30 window. They're going to lose it soon to ESPN. They gobbled that up. And NBC has its deal with Notre Dame, and Fox is really the only other network that has a real good foothold into some other college football properties. And anything that I might say in today's world on your show or in social media, people will immediately say, well, you know, he's a Fox guy. You know, it shouldn't be about that, okay? I applaud everything that ESPN has done and will do in the future. But the growth of the sport, the growth of college football, can't just be tied to one entity. It needs to be tied to all forms of media. How did the NFL, Dan, get where they are? How did they get there?
They got there by multiple networks.
Yes, yes. Pete Rozelle was a genius, an absolute genius. It started with the merger in 1970 with the AFL and NFL. And good, solid competition, by the way, with the old AFL and the NFL. And then when the merger occurred, there were rights restrictions that were built into television that sort of tied audiences to their specific teams. And there were guidelines and rules and regulations that allowed all of the business partners of college football to flourish. And, you know, we've never had that in college. College football has always been, for the most part, you know, governed by one or two networks. You know, when I was at ESPN, we were like a AAA farm club trying to get to the big leagues. And when we got CFA Primetime in 1986, my first year doing the sidelines, we didn't even have game day back then. We were just pleased to have a piece of the pie. The CFA main deal was on CBS in those days. And, of course, ABC was doing the Big Ten and the Pac-10. And the Rose Bowl. But as time has gone on, more and more growth in the behemoth that is college football, ESPN, is taking control. And I think a lot of people in the media that are the mouthpieces of the sport are being heard at one entity. And so they feel at this stage, I think they are beginning to see that there's the potential of things changing down the road. So, yeah, I think that may be part of it. You know, that may be part of this. Oh, my God, we're going down a slippery slope. Meanwhile, I look at the ratings, and they're through the roof. they're higher than they've ever been. And then in the year after COVID, they should be. And understand that a lot of fans out there just want to see their teams play. They don't care what network is carrying their games. They just want to see their teams. So I think that's a little bit of it. I do. I think that You have to understand that many in the media, me included, okay, are going to have agendas, And I think that I'm speaking as fairly as I possibly can when I say this. Independent thought, okay, real strong independent thought coming from those in the media is getting harder and harder to find. And that's unfortunate because we all at this point should be in the same business and rooting for one another. I watch games no matter what network, and I applaud good work when I see it. And if I feel like somebody dropped the ball, I'll say that too when I see it, because I've been in this business long enough that I think I've earned the right to give that opinion. But that's a little bit of it. I think the doomsayers out there want, and this is a byproduct of social media too. This has nothing to do with the network carriers or who the media works for anymore. But social media is all about negativity. If you ever go on Twitter and say something really positive about something, rest assured, the first 50 reactions you get to your post will be negative. So that's a lot of it. Yeah, there are clearly problems. NIL is a thing that scares a lot of fans because they think, oh my God, the purity of college athletics is lost. Well, they were living in fantasy land for the last 35 years because it's never been as pure as they deemed it to be. Now, what we're doing is we're allowing the players to finally make legitimately what they were getting illegitimately for such a long period of time. And good for the players. They need that. A lot of those that hate the name, image, and likeness fall into my age bracket and beyond. And as we get older, I've noticed it with some of my friends, there's a tendency to get cranky. Even I do on occasion. But, I mean, that's part of it. Change is something that a lot of people just can't grab hold of and see that, you know, we need to make these advances. Without the players, the product doesn't exist. And so making sure that the players get their piece of the pie is a good thing. As it relates to realignment, that's part of the growing process from a business point of view. The revenue that's coming into these programs, Dan, they're by and large living and dying with television rights, and the networks need to get something back for what they're paying. Mm-hmm. And listen, I have no problem with the SEC getting Oklahoma and Texas. I understood it. You know, they were Sankey was taking care of his constituency and ensuring the fact that his conference would gross the most money of any other conference in America, and that's what he did. But at the same time, to do that and not expect the Big Ten and ACC and Pac-12 to react with their alliance is foolhardy. Of course they're going to do that. And by the way, great leaders should do that. Sankey decided to be a leader and act with autonomy and move for his conference. And the other men that are running their leagues are basically new to the business. Kliavkoff just got the job at the Pac-12. Warren is starting his second year, and the first year was he had some missteps. And then you have Jim Phillips, an old ACC, an old Big Ten guy from Northwestern, now governing the ACC, which is a little bit behind the eight ball because of the television deal that they made for what? They wanted a cable network. And so they were, you know, their presidents just had to have a cable network. And ESPN smartly said, well, we'll give you your cable network, but guess what? We want a 12-year deal, and you're only going to get this much money annually. And the ACC accepted it. And now Jim Phillips is having to deal with that and try to strengthen his situation. So it's a business, yes, but it's growing, and hopefully it'll be more open-ended and more progressive. College football has been the slowest sport to change, other than Major League Baseball, in the world. No sport is stuck in molasses any more than college football. So all of this change that people believe is bringing doom and gloom is overdue. It's all happening at once because they kicked it down the street so long. They kicked this can down the street so long, there was no turning back. It all had to happen at one time.
We're visiting with Tim Brando, and we're really at the point where we have to take a break, but I got to ask you one quick thing before we go, because, and speaking of being tied to a single entity, you have worked with Spencer Tillman for 23 years, which is unheard of in this day and age. To have the same broadcast partner.
My friend Chris Fowler's been with Herb Street for 25, I think.
But it doesn't happen often.
And games. Yeah,
it doesn't happen often.
That's right.
How does that relationship why does that relationship work, I guess, is the better question.
Organically. You know, it happens quite naturally. I had been at CBS since 96. I was actually doing the CBS College Football Today starting in 98, and I was working with Lou Holtz and Craig James. And Craig went on to work at the NFL Today the year after that, and Lou took the South Carolina job. So we needed someone, and he was working across the street at WABC doing the weekend sports. And I had actually done an audition tape for Spencer. He was working off-season in Houston with the Oilers with KPRC with the great Ron Franklin. And so he knew what he wanted to do. And when CBS brought him over, I was thrilled. But he also had a very young family that still lived in Houston. I, of course, he was commuting between New York and Houston to do his job. His family was still back in Sugar Land. And Thanksgiving week of that year, 1998, he brought his family up. He had nothing but girls. I had nothing but girls. And our wives were about, were close, and our kids were close. And we just became not partners and broadcasters, but, partners, but we became really close friends, and we maintained that, for a generation now. And my only grandson, I've got three granddaughters, and my only grandson is named Spencer. Now, that happens organically. That doesn't just, you don't sign a contract to figure out who your daughter is going to want to name her son after.
Exactly.
And that just tells you the friendship that we have. And, there's comrades. In life, you can have comrades. You can have coworkers. But you can also have the kind of guys that are confidants. And Spencer is a confidant. He's someone I share things with that I wouldn't share with anyone else. And he's the same way towards me. And when you have that kind of trust built over a period of time organically, then you can't help but prove that every Saturday when you go on the air together. And I think that's one of the reasons why, winding up at Fox the way we did is just fantastic. The 1 year we've been apart was my first season at Fox after I abruptly left CBS. And Spencer was back in the studio there. He had a year left on his deal. And it just so happened that there were changes being made at Fox in the booth my second year. Charles Davis was going to move to the NFL, and that meant they had an opening with Gus Johnson on our lead college football team. So Joel Klatt, a young analyst at that time who worked with me, moved up to work with Gus, and they had to find a partner for me. And so for the first time in 36 years in this business, my boss has actually asked me my opinion. He said, "Do you have anybody you'd like to work with?" I said, "Absolutely. His contract is coming up at the end of the year. I sure wish you'd get Spencer Tillman from CBS." And that happened. And here we go. We're now in our seventh year together at Fox. And it's been fantastic.
Well, it's great stuff. And somebody who's been in the business for 36 years, when you get a chance to work with somebody like that you trust, and I have, it's phenomenal. Tim, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate the effort you put in over the last couple of weeks to make this happen.
Happy to do it, Dan. Good luck in your future endeavors. And remember, the journey's the best part.
You got it. All right, that's Tim Brando. We are very late for a break. We'll come back and continue here on ESPN Upstate. Dan Scott in for Rob Brown. Don't go away.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, the upside of basically doing just a podcast for the last couple of years is that you can do the long form type interviews and just let things go. The downside to it is when you guest host a daily radio show and there are better time restrictions, you get yourself into trouble if you let some of those go. But I am smart enough to know, Lonzo, that when Tim Brando is rolling, just to shut up and let him go. And what a great segment that was. Right before the break.
Absolutely. It was great. I learned a lot of things. The only bad part is I think he would have kept going even further. And it's like, oh, man, this is good. But it's getting late.
Yes, yes. And so late, in fact, that we've got to do almost what we did just a minute ago. And let's go right back to break. Because in the next segment, Jamie Chadwell, the head coach of number 16-ranked Coastal Carolina, is joining us. And I've got to keep him within a certain time frame because of his schedule. But I will say this, in the segment following Jamie, the last segment of hour number two, which hopefully will be 5 or 6 minutes, we want to get to the phones, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776, or you can text keyword ESPN to 71307. What do you think about what Tim Brando said? Are the college football doomers and gloomers way off base? I mean, he's as optimistic about the future of the sport as anybody I've ever heard. Do you agree or disagree? And we've already got some text line comments that we want to get to as well. And then we do have it confirmed next hour in the next to last segment at 2:38 p.m., former Ryder Cup veteran, two-time Ryder Cup veteran, in fact, Brad Faxon, will join us live here on ESPN Upstate. Jamie Chadwell coming up next as the Rob Brown Show, guest hosted by yours truly, Dan Scott, continues in just a moment.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are rolling through hour number two here. Dan Scott sitting in today and the rest of the week in place of vacationing Rob Brown. Good to have you with us. My Twitter handle, if you're interested in those things, is at Dan Scott Show. So you can follow us there if you'd like. Get a lot of Furman University stuff and a lot of other stuff as well. Guy who, the first time I talked to him, and we did regular interviews for a while in a previous radio life, he was the head football coach at North Greenville University. Jamie Chadwell is now the head coach of the 16th ranked team in all of college football, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, and he joins us on the guest line here on ESPN Upstate. Jamie, welcome to the show. Congratulations, man, on just an incredible run so far down at Coastal Carolina. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's good to be back on with you. Been a while.
It has been a while, and not only in years, but in distance traveled in your coaching career from North Greenville to where you are now. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get there, right?
Yeah, it's been a great journey. I'll say a great journey. Sometimes hard, sometimes not as much fun, but it's been blessed all the way through. And I remember my time fondly from 2009-11 there in the Upstate, and that really helped lay the foundation for where I'm at today.
But aren't all journeys that are worth anything, all goals worth attaining, aren't they made more special because you've had to overcome hardships?
100%, you know, and sometimes, you know, I think people maybe make it sometimes and it doesn't look like they've had to go through any, but, you know, our staff here, we've had to grind through for a little while and go through a bunch of different circumstances to get to this point, but it makes it worthwhile because the sacrifices that you've had to make, it just makes it more sweeter.
It's interesting to see the trajectory of this Coastal Carolina football program. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've only been playing at the Division I level or the FBS level since 2017. So from there to the number 16 team in the country, that is warp speed when it comes to building that kind of football program. So the obvious question is, how in the world do you do that in such a short period of time?
Well, a lot of praying, Dan, for sure. But, you know, when they made the move in 17, obviously there was a lot of success at the FCS level, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get invited to FBS because of that success. And there was a lot of difficulty from 17, 18, 19, you know, those first 3 years. Just the commitment at this level, at the FBS level, is second to none in the teams that you play in. And so there was a challenge, you know, it was a challenge there to try to put yourself or get yourself in a position to where you could be competitive week in and week out with those type of teams. But I think the vision that our university had for what they wanted it to be, and that, you know, they laid it out, they knew it was going to be a process, but they've stuck by it and they've continued to try to help you become your best version, you know. And I think that's really what you want, somebody that's behind you, that supports it, that's in with you. And our administration has done that, and I think they're seeing the you know, the rewards of sticking to that vision right now. I mean, I don't know if anybody would have said, hey, in 5 years you're going to be top 16 in the country. I don't know if anybody would have said that 5 years ago, but you know, sometimes you sit back and watch the Lord work, and he does amazing things.
You've been a guy who's had a lot of success everywhere you've went, and going from your time at North Greenville and every step along the way. When you got to Coastal as an assistant, you took over on an interim basis when Joe Moglia had the health issues and stepped down. And that was a very, very difficult year for the program. And then you get named, after another year, you get named the head coach, and he stepped into another role. What did you learn about yourself during that trying year when you were running the show kind of on an interim basis?
Well, that was a difficult year, obviously on the field, but off of it as well. You know, when you're an interim there, you're basically a substitute teacher, you know, and they're all waiting for the real teacher to come back. And so that was a challenge. But I think what it did more than anything is it reinforced to me the belief in the way I think you can run a program and how you should run a program, and that it'll work, you know. And even though there was a lot of struggle that year as we transitioned and a lot of challenges, there was a glimmer of hope there at the end of the season. You know, we won a couple games towards the end of the season, and you could see the guys, you know, buying into the things that we felt were important. And so it showed me that, hey, this the way we did things at Division II and the way we did things at FCS was exactly the same way we're doing it here. You know, and everybody says, oh, you can't do that at that level. And I, at the end of that season, I knew I was going back to, you know, an assistant coach, but it reinforced, hey, this will work at this level if I get the opportunity.
And what happens when you go through trials like that? Life is funny this way because it will make you, at some juncture, correct me if I'm wrong, question everything you'd done before that because everything had worked and now you're having these difficulties. And that's when you really have to decide if you believe in what you're doing. And obviously you do, you did, and we see the results now.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It is. You always look inside and you say, hey, you know, there's always, I was listening to something the other day and it said, don't listen to yourself, talk to yourself. And I think when you go through challenging times, you know, in your mind, you can't do this. You're not good enough. This is never going to work. You can listen to yourself or you can talk to yourself. Hey, I believe this will work. I believe myself. I believe in what we're doing. And just during that whole time frame, just kept talking to yourself that, hey, this will happen. You got to believe it will happen. And but to go through those things and it saying, hey, yes, we can make this work, that makes it where we're at now even, you know, sweeter than it would be if you jumped right into one like that.
I was always told that talking to yourself wasn't the problem. Answering yourself was always the problem. That's when you might need to seek professional help. We're visiting with Jamie Chadwell, the head coach of number 16, Coastal Carolina, 4-0 this season, playing well. Obviously, what's been the spark? What has allowed you guys to build off of what was a great 2020 and continue the momentum here in the early part of 2021?
Well, we got a lot of good players back. You know, that always helps, and had good consistency with our staff coming back. We lost one person, but we were able to hire somebody that had been with us before. So the consistency piece is there, and you win with consistency, obviously. But I think, too, is our team is heard. You know, I heard all offseason the only reason they won was because of COVID and this and that. And I think the mindset is they still got something to prove. You know, and we've always tried to have a program that has a chip on our shoulder, and that's the mindset that we have. We always go into games thinking the other team's better than us, and we got to go out and prove ourselves. And we still have that mentality. And I think sometimes when you have a season, when you have a lot of notoriety, especially when you've not had it before, you can get the big head. You can just think, hey, our talent's good enough. And we've not done that, you know. And so I'm pleased with that. Our team has kept that mindset and mentality just going out, and we got to prove doubters wrong. And they're playing together. Now we start conference coming up. So, you know, it's the non-conference is out of the way, and this conference is what matters. And so we've got to obviously ratchet up another one. But I like where we are heading into it.
Well, and the other thing that you have to do if you're in a conference like the Sun Belt and you want to get national attention, you have to be willing to go beyond the borders of your own conference and play bigger teams in bigger conferences. And to that end, I saw on Twitter just a short time ago that you've announced an upcoming three-game series with Virginia out of the ACC.
Yeah, that's exciting. You know, we've got we have them next year, and then we go to UCLA in 2023. So, you know, we're trying to play some of the Power Fives. And what great thing about the Virginia game is they're coming here in a couple of years as well. So that's always good to, you know, we had Kansas here this earlier this season, first Power Five team visiting. And so get a chance to, you know, do it again with an ACC squad. So that just benefits us and our branding and what we're trying to become here long term.
Well, it's obviously been a success to this point. It's been great to see the rise of this program. Wish you nothing but the best of luck moving forward as you begin conference play. And this may be the impossible task, but try to keep Bullet Bob straight down there, would you please?
Hey, you have no idea.
Actually, I do. That's why I'm telling you to do it, and I want no part of it. Jamie Chadwell, thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Jamie Chadwell, the head coach of the 16th-ranked Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. All right, to break we go. We'll come back. Got a segment for some phone calls. Got a segment for some texts. And then at the top of the hour, Daniel Shirley from The Athletic will be with us and towards the end of hour number three. Brad Faxon, two-time Ryder Cup veteran, will be with us as well. Dan Scott in for Rob Brown on ESPN Upstate. Back in a moment. And the question remains, when Rob gets back next Monday, will it still be the best sports talk show in the upstate, according to the South Carolina Broadcasters Association? I can do a lot of damage in a week, Lonzo. I just want you to know that. I'm not as good at certain things as I used to be when it comes to messing things up. I am an all-pro, my man.
I am still here. I won't let it get too out of hand.
Well, I was kind of hoping that you might be in cahoots with me, but I guess we'll have to see who has the bigger payroll, right? I guess not. Hey,
I thought that was a joke.
No.
you've worked in radio as long as I have.
I know we have a motto that I tell people all the time. Where else can you have this much fun for no money? So trust me, I get it.
And the sad part is people think that's us being funny, but it's not.
No. Listen, if you want to make money in this, if you're not the Tim Brandos of the world who we've talked to, and Dave Sims and Marty Brenneman who we'll talk to tomorrow, those guys make money. But for the rest of us, if you want to get into the money making part, you've got to go into sales and marketing and that kind of stuff. But then that's the balance of, you know, good versus evil. Do you want to go over to the dark side? It's a necessary side, but do you want to go over to the dark side? I like this side a lot better. What are we doing? Daniel Shirley from The Athletic coming up at the top of the hour after the break, and then at 2:38, Brad Faxon, PGA champion, two-time Ryder Cup veteran, and by the way, a Furman Paladin. I don't know if you knew that, Lonzo. He'll be with us to talk about the United States just, as I said earlier, beating the knickers off of the European team 19-9 over the weekend in the Ryder Cup. So we've got that coming up. Your opportunity as well to hop on the phones at 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776, or the text line, keyword ESPN, to 71307. Some of the texts that we have gotten so far, have never heard you host before. Dan, thoroughly enjoying the show. Thank you, Mom. What a great interview, talking about the Tim Brando interview. Had another listener say, predicted the Clemson loss on this text line last week. How long before Dabo benches DJ? That's a good question from Big D. Somebody who still thinks Mark is on right now. Asking what he orders on his hot dog. Mark's on in the next show, Offsides with Mark Ryan from 3 to 7. Another listener says, not disappointed with South Carolina at this point. A bowl game is still possible. The season is salvageable, but the weather doesn't help. And then I think this one's a direct comment about my hosting skills. It's going to be a sleepy week. And then we were talking conspiracy earlier. Lonzo, someone wanted you to hit me with the conspiracy music. And then going back to the first hour, did you guys just have Dave Sims on? How'd you manage that? Great interview. Love that guy. Yeah, he is top-notch. Welcome, Dan. Wow, what a week to host. And ESPN knocked down their own sideline helping Kentucky. So, you know, I'm happy but a little surprised that the text comments are rolling not just slightly favorable, but overwhelmingly favorable right now. But it's early.
You might reach Mark Ryan proportions by the end of the week. You don't want that, but you might get there. You never know.
Well, you know, all I'm telling you is that I am very confident by the time Wednesday rolls around, the tide is going to change. Okay? Text line, Dan, before we go any further, when you order a hot dog, what do you expect to come on it? I expect it, since I've been in South Carolina, if I just order a hot dog and don't say anything, I expect it to come what they say, how they say all the way, mustard, chili, onion. And if I don't ask for anything specific, that's how I expect it to come. So we have now entered the hot dog free. Coming up after the break, Daniel Shirley will be here. We'll continue with some college football talk. He is with The Athletic. I am Dan Scott in for Rob Brown. ESPN Upstate continues in just a bit. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.